Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis Cabrini. And while many of you I know listening to this program know of her, I found that when I asked that question, there are many more people who don't know her. So I just want to give you a brief introduction to St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. She was born in the Lombardy region of Italy. She took private religious vows at age 27. And in 1880, she founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus with the aim, her plan, was to evangelize in China. But Pope Leo XII advised her to go not to the east, but to the west. So arriving in New York in 1889, she founded an orphanage for children of Italian immigrants. Schools, hospitals, prison ministry followed. Francis died in 1917, having established, listen to this, 67 institutes of the order in the United States, Europe, Central, and South America. And she is the patroness of immigrants. So all of you listening to this program who are immigrants to this land, ask St. Francis Xavier Cabrini's intercession for you and for all the needs you have. That's certainly true for all of us, but particularly for immigrants. Really encourage you to learn more about her and to ask her to give you the strength and all that you need to live the life God has given you. The opening prayer says, God our Father, who called St. Francis Xavier Cabrini from Italy to serve the immigrants of America, by her example, teach us to have concern for the stranger, the sick, and all those in need. And by her prayers, help us to see Christ in all the men and women we meet. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. I've been saying so much in the past weeks about reaching out beyond our own nose. For heaven's sakes, look around you. You're going to find people in worse straits than you are. If there's something you can do, no matter how small, it can give people encouragement who are going through great difficulty and may be alone. Just reach out with kindness. Watch what God does. The first reading is from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him in integrity of heart. Because he is found by those who test him not, and he manifests himself to those who do not disbelieve him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God and his power, put to the proof, rebukes the foolhardy. Because into a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor dwells she in a body under the debt of sin. So, plotting evil, living a sinful life, wisdom will not enter your life. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit and withdraws from senseless counsels. And when injustice occurs, it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit. Yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his guilty lips. Because God is the witness of his inmost self and the sure observer of his heart and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. Wisdom is all-knowing. The gift of wisdom is given to us. Do I live realizing that I am not my own, that I was bought with a price, that I belong to another? Is lying a sinful habit of mine? God does not dwell there. Repent. For all my sins, seek to repent. Some of the popes went to confession every day. I think if I had access to it, I would too. because we fall short of the glory of God every day. But the point is that you don't get mired down in guilt when you come to the Lord, because the Lord forgives it. You're given a fresh start every time you repent. God doesn't tire of you. He understands our weakness and our frailty. He holds out to us the strength to persevere in goodness, but sometimes we just reject it and we turn away. Sometimes we do it every day for a period of time. Don't be discouraged. Say, Lord, I need you, and acknowledge your need for him and repent for your sin and try again, so that more and more your life, your body, your spirit, your mind, your heart becomes genuinely a temple of the Holy Spirit, that God's wisdom dwells in you. It will happen. Psalm 139, one of my favorite psalms, guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Lord, you have probed me. You know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar, my journeys, my rest. You scrutinize with all my ways. You are familiar. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know the whole of it. Behind and before you hem me in, you rest your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. I can't fathom that the all-knowing God chooses to walk beside me, to put his hand, so to speak, on my shoulder and walk with me. But that's the reality if you're in a state of grace. And if you're not in a state of grace, repent so that you can be again. That's the incredible mercy of God, that when he forgives, he forgives. And when he forgives, he forgets, in a certain sense. But he does. He doesn't hold it against us. Once we repent, it's gone. Please take advantage of that kind of mercy. Where can I go from your spirit? From your presence, where can I flee? If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I sink to the nether world, you're there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me and your right hand hold me fast. What a shepherd we have. Please take advantage. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him. This is what God is asking of us. What does it do? It makes us more like God. And the more that we repent of our sin and the more we turn away from evil, God inhabits us more and more and more. And there's much greater peace and hope and courage, even joy. Most of all, love increases in us when we repent. Do you take advantage of that day in and day out? Do you take advantage of the gifts that God holds out his hands to you, packed with gifts? Do you receive them? And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. I understand why they're asking for an increase of faith. In other words, give us greater ability to believe you, because Jesus has said to them, if your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you 7 times in one day, and he comes back to you 7 times saying, I'm sorry, you should forgive him. Listen to that. And you say, no, wait a minute here, Lord, isn't there a limit? No. Because in Christ, God always forgives us. And he's asking us to be more and more like him. And he empowers us to be that by the Holy Spirit. Call upon the graces of the sacraments. I know you'll have this memorized. I'm hoping that it just resounds in your head and you keep saying it. you want to receive all the graces of the sacrament, then do what this tells us. So the apostles say to the Lord, Lord, we need an increase of faith. And look what the Lord says. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, little insignificant seed. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In other words, yes, ask me for greater faith, and I will give it to you. But keep asking me for greater faith, and I will strengthen you more and more and more, and I will use you. But notice, it doesn't that we get the faith that says, I can handle this. We get the faith that says, I want to be totally dependent on you, Lord. Use me as you see fit. See, it's an attitude of surrender, an attitude of obedience to God, putting God first. You and I can't save the world, no matter how hard we try. We can't even save the souls of the smallest group of people on the face of the earth. Even all our good works couldn't save a single person. Only God can. And that's why the Lord is saying, if you become more and more like me, and you depend on me, and you trust in me, and you seek me for what to do in a given situation, again and again, seek me. If you do, that faith in you, that seed of faith in you will grow. And who knows the miracles God might work through you. That's not just an image here. He's saying, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In other words, what he's telling us is not perhaps exactly that, but he's using that image to say, when you really fully trust me and you really fully put your faith in me, and when you fail, you repent. If you seek me every day and seek to know my will more, to love my will, to say yes to me, when all of that happens, he said, then too, if God chooses, he could work miracles through you. Don't get focused on that. It's a fruit. It's a fruit of God's action. We're not the source. God is. But it's our obedience and our willingness to seek forgiveness when we fail. It's that posture that we take that God is then free to use us. And he will do it in his own way, in his own timing, but he will do it. So I want to say to all of you, open your hearts. Living this life, living the Christian life in the midst of all the turmoils and all the challenges, if you ask God for greater faith, if you ask God daily to trust him and to be able to serve him, if you put your own will at least in second place and you're willing to put God's will before all else, even if you fail, but you're trying and you repent, then God will be able to use you in some marvelous ways. Be open to him and follow him, and may God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.